The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Blue Raider Network.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS, The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
On the Blue Raider Network, from Learfield IMG College, welcome to Nick McDevitt Live. Brought to you by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics, and by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Welcome to Nick McDevitt Live. Fans can tweet or email questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome in to Sam's Sports Grill tonight for Nick McDevitt Live. We talk Blue Raider basketball for the next hour, and the head coach will be joining me momentarily. Glad to have you along with us, and let you know that our opening segment brought to you, as always, by the folks at the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. Well, the bonus play schedule has come about, and we are down to the last four games of the Conference USA schedule, and right now the standings in Conference USA after 14 games have Old Dominion in the lead at 11-3, Western Kentucky, Southern Miss, and UTSA all at 9-5. UAB is at 8-6. That would be your pod one, those five teams. Then you have North Texas, Marshall, Florida Atlantic, FIU, and Louisiana Tech in pod two. And then pod three will be Rice, Middle Tennessee, UTEP, and Charlotte. And, of course, that'll be a big topic of what we talk about tonight and how all of this plays out. And the head coach joins us. And how are you?
I'm doing great.
Glad to have you here.
Yes, sir.
The much-awaited pods have been released due to the standings. And, you know, it's you are where you are at this point, and you take it and you go with it. So, and once it's all said and done, I'm sure there'll be a lot of, you know,
look back and see what worked well and what didn't, and how we can improve going forward.
That 2020 hindsight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is our Monday morning quarterbacking. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And you know, I may be crazy, but I think you and I talked about it a little bit Saturday, is I think we're in a pretty good spot right now to gain some momentum going into the tournament if you take care of business.
Yeah, I think, you know, the most important thing you want to be doing this time of year is playing well, you know, improving and playing your best basketball. It's tournament time, so whether you're heading into a conference tournament or if you're fortunate enough to be heading into postseason play, you want to be on the upswing, and really I think that's where our basketball team is right now. We've been playing well over the last several weeks. You know, the road trip to Western and Marshall, the outcomes weren't what we wanted, but to battle on the road versus two of the best teams in the league and have a chance to win late, you obviously have to be playing well, and we did. We played well. And so with heading into pod play, this bonus play right before we head into the tournament, I think our team is playing well, and hopefully we can win enough games to guarantee ourselves a spot in the Conference USA tournament.
Yeah, I think there would probably be a lot of folks that might have looked at this team in December and said, well, there's no way that they're even going to be in games with Old Dominion, Western, yeah, and Marshall in the final three.
Yeah.
And you probably, if you cut your turnovers down a little bit in those last two, you may get two on the road, because this team has played its best against the best teams in the league.
We have, and you know, that going forward, that's a really good thing. You know that there are moments where your team and your players don't feel like the moment's too big for them. They get caught up in the emotion of the game, play erratic. Are afraid to play against some of the best teams, play too nervous against good players. I thought we looked calm. You know, the game at Western on Thursday, a good crowd, got loud. We made a run, and they responded with a run of their own, and all of a sudden, you know, quite a bit of noise in there, and having some players that haven't played in that kind of atmosphere in that building before. It was nice to see how they responded. We had two or three really good, almost back-to-back defensive possessions, and Western threw it in the bucket. You know, one kind of a bank shot at the end of the possession, another Jared Savage. You know, that he makes a three, and they have to go to the monitor to see if he got it off in time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're two down, and then you're eight down off back-to-back threes where you actually played really good defense. So sometimes that's the breaks on the road particularly, and our team was fortunate enough to – or good enough, I should say, mature enough to – kind of put it behind them, learn from it, put it behind them, and go play pretty well at Marshall.
You know, I kind of get this feeling, you know, being around some of their fans last week, that they probably, both Western and Marshall, they were kind of thinking, you know, whoo, we might get a break this year, and then all of a sudden, after the weekend's over, they're thinking, boy, those guys are going to be good before you know it.
Well, we hope so.
That's right.
I like where our team is headed. Both the guys that are getting a lot of experience and playing a lot of minutes this year, but also, you know, what we see in practice every day from the guys that are sitting out. We get to see that. The fans don't get to see that, but we as coaches and the players and yourself, you get to see it in shoot arounds and practices. What guys like Anthony Crump, how far he's come, and
yeah,
what his body's starting to look like, and the difference that it looks from you know, several months ago. You know, starting to gain some strength, some weight, starting to look good, and what C.J. Jones and DeAndre Dishman are doing as well. So you think about those guys and the guys that we've signed to go along with the guys that have matured this year, and there's reason to be excited.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think there's reason to be excited about this group. And it, you know, for you and your staff, I think there's a lot to be said for the way, you know, these guys want to win now. These guys who remained in this program, they want to win now, and you didn't give up on them.
No, absolutely not. And I, you know, sincerely, I say this sincerely. Those are our players. You know, it was a previous staff. You know, Kermit and Wynn and Ronnie and Greg that did the job bringing several of those guys here. Antonio Green, Donovan Sims, but now they are our guys here at Middle Tennessee. Everybody that's in the room here tonight, everybody that's listening at home that are true blue fans, those are our guys. And we want to win now, want to win with them. You got to credit them a lot as well. You know, having being an 18 to 22-year-old and you're on a losing streak and things aren't going your way, if you're not tough, resilient, those kind of things, you just kind of pack it in and sulk and hang your head. You play the schedule that we played this year and hang your head, and you are going to get beat up bad.
And embarrassed.
That's right. Our guys kept plugging along, believing in each other, believing in themselves, and kind of turned things around here and are playing pretty well.
And, you know, and there was a time when they were trying to find themselves. But we were all trying to find ourselves,
trying to find, you know, our path, really. It was new to everybody. You know, they were new to us. The players were new to us. So we're trying to tweak some things to put them in the best position for them to be successful. At the same time, they're trying to learn the offense, trying to learn the play. Even the seniors, you know, usually you're a senior and it's an old hat. You've been running this stuff for a long time. For even the seniors, they're learning it at the same time as freshmen. So you can't just have your freshmen and your sophomores lean on your juniors and seniors to learn things. They're trying to learn it at the same pace, at the same time. So it was a learning curve. And when you throw the tough schedule that we played on top of that, it just kind of compounds how difficult it was.
Yep. The one of the things I want to talk about later is a phrase that you've used with your team a lot, and we'll talk about it more, and that was change the narrative. And that's something that I've heard you in conversations with your team several times this year, and that's something we'll talk about in a little bit. When we come back, we'll recap the weekend, those two games, get a little more in-depth on those two, and talk with the head coach. We're live at Sam's Sports Grill here at Stones River Town Center, and you're listening to Nick McDevitt live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Looking for a way to take your brand to the next level? Let RJ Young's outsourced print and promotional services help you leave your mark on the world. Our products aim to have you make a bold and lasting impression. We offer fast, high-quality print services to fit any budget. Our team of specialists offer step-by-step assistance throughout the entire process for a customized and personal approach to printing. Order now and receive 10% off your first order. Visit rjyoung.com/print today.
Hi, I'm Will Brown.
And I'm Courtney Brown.
And we're the great-grandchildren of Roscoe Brown.
Our third-generation business has been serving folks in Middle Tennessee since 1940.
At Roscoe Brown, you are more than just a ticket number. We live in this community and we care about our neighbors.
Whether you have lived here your whole life or are new to town, your family can trust our family with your heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation needs.
Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
RoscoeBrown.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill and Nick McDevitt Live. Glad to have you with us tonight as the Blue Raiders get ready to start bonus play in Conference USA. And we kind of talked about that in the big scheme of things. Now, let's kind of go back over the weekend and going to Western Kentucky and Marshall. That is not an easy piece of work for anybody to have to do with the way that those teams are put together. Number one, Western's a huge challenge because of the talent they have on their roster. Marshall, a talented team, but the most unique style of play of anybody in the league.
Makes for a difficult 48-hour turnaround because you're on the road, you're playing two very good teams and play very different. Western is very talented, long, they've got a ton of size, and in about 40 hours when the game's over, you go play a team that is not built for size. It's outside perimeter shooting, and they get up and down the floor in a hurry. They present mismatch issues because of their ability to spread the floor and drive you. Two very good teams with very different rosters and offensive styles.
In both games, you had to overcome bad patches where runs were given up and find a way to bounce back. And I thought after a tough start at Marshall where you're down 12-1, to bounce back from that, grab the lead, and really down the stretch, you know, have a chance to win on the road there. I thought that was very impressive from your guys.
Yeah, I think just a belief and a trust, because that was something we were telling them early, is that runs are going to happen in a game like this and in a style of play like this. You've never played in a game where the other team is getting that many shots up, a lot of threes, the possession count is really high. It's you look up at and it's 12-1, and you know, in that game you can get back in the game in a hurry because of the way the game's played. And in other games that deficit feels a little bit different. But you know, even but the opposite is true as well. You can get up 8 or 10 points, and that thing can evaporate in a hurry.
Yep.
You feel a little bit different in that game than in most when you're up or down.
Yeah, at Western Kentucky, there it was a little bit more of a what you would call a normal type game.
Sure.
And when they came out and hit us with a 17-5 run to start the second half, that was literally and figuratively, with Charles Bassey in the lineup, a tall mountain to climb.
It was. We had a halftime lead, and in the second half to start, we didn't come up with a couple of loose balls. I just thought our intensity level and concentration level is probably a better way to say it. We just had a couple of errant shots, a couple of live ball turnovers. And when you do that against players of that caliber, they make you pay. And they did, and, you know, in a hurry, they go on a 17-4 run, with, ended up that first four-minute stretch being 17-5 overall. But we were a little too lax. The first half definitely didn't come easy. We worked to kind of control the tempo of the game, to have a halftime lead. You know, our team, it looked like, the start the second half just felt like that was just going to happen again for the next 20 minutes. You've got to make it happen.
Yeah. Look at points off turnovers, and really kind of tells the story of the Western Kentucky game, 19-6. If you get that anywhere near even, then you take your chances.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a lot of really good things. I mean, you know, you play well for 36, 37 minutes, but that's not good enough versus a team that talented on the road.
Yep.
You've got to play, put together a full game.
When you first look at Western, and as we move forward through bonus play and into the conference tournament, they are going to be a very formidable opponent for anybody, strictly when you look at the talent that they put on the floor.
Yeah, they're a tough out.
And Lamonte Bearden's playing well right now, which he makes them go.
He makes them go. I think in our game he had 8 assists to 1 turnover. He is what makes them go. Bassey's really good and can control things at the glass. He makes scoring easy ones difficult. You know, you're just not going to get an easy layup at the rim when you've got that kind of size and length all over the floor, and particularly with him.
I'm not sure, Josh, there's a tougher matchup in the league than Josh Anderson.
He's at 6'6", 200-plus pounds. He can get downhill on you and then explodes up to the rim in a hurry. You try to do some things, show him different looks, but he's not a real shooting threat. That doesn't mean he can't make a shot. But you play off of him and try to play the percentages. And he's seen that plenty of times before. So he takes advantage of it. He still drives the ball on you. He's a guy that can get tough rebounds. He's a good player. And as being just a sophomore in this league, he's going to be around for a while.
Yes, he is. And we saw him a lot last year. Western wins it by a score of 71-63. Nearly a sellout. They had over 6,000 there on Thursday night. And Middle came back and played in front of 7,000 on Saturday in Huntington, West Virginia. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by the Lee Company. Blue Raider fans get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town. For your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs, Lee Company is the team to call. 615-867-1000 or leecompany.com. We're at Sam's Sports Grill. Hope you'll join us and stick with us right here on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Lisa, I remember the first time I saw you like it was yesterday. But it's not yesterday, it's today. The day I'm asking you to marry me. So will you? Lisa?
Sorry, I just played Lotto America and I think I won. What were you saying?
Oh, you know, what's mine is yours and all that jazz.
Right. Maybe if you'd finally pop the question.
Take the plunge and fall in love with Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is the place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from the Murphy Center at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com. That's mtsugear.com, or behind Section O on game days. Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help block your hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a slam dunk.
That's what I said, bunny bread.
I'm Will Brown, the great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. In working at Roscoe Brown, I've seen firsthand what my great-grandfather started in 1940, and that same work ethic and quality to detail still stands today. We take great pride in providing excellent customer service. Roscoe Brown sets the gold standard for the industry. We know there are many options when it comes to choosing heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation. Call us today. You'll be glad you did.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
Welcome back into Nick McDevitt Live from Sam Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro, Stones River Town Center. And, Coach, folks here in the restaurant know, but we have a new executive producer over here.
Yeah, Cooper is up here with us and listening on the headset. And he likes watching and listening to the post-game shows when we get done. And now he's got a court at home and makes Lauren interview him after the games when we're on the road, and has his own little headset at home and pretends he's doing a post-game interview. So tonight he gets the real McCoy.
That's right. He gets to listen in. So everybody give Cooper McDevitt, our executive producer, a nice round of applause. After you leave Western Kentucky and go to Marshall, what is the toughest part about preparing for them? Number one, you only had 36 hours, but secondly, you have to find a way to, I don't know how you mimic what they do, because that's the hard part.
That is the hard part, is on such a quick turnaround, particularly when in the Western Kentucky game, we had Antonio and Donovan play about 39 minutes each. Those are hard, tough fought minutes. And then had several other guys that were 30 plus as well. Tukey Hawthorne tweaked his knee a little bit, also played 31 minutes. He's also down there banging with some big boys around that around the basket. it. So his legs are tired and sore. And then a couple of days later, he's asked to run around and chase guys. He didn't get much of an opportunity to do that against Marshall, fouling
right.
out in 5 minutes.
5,000 5 minutes.
5,000 5 minutes. But at the same time, your preparation is you're not thinking that way. You're hoping that he's going to be able to play a lot of
right.
minutes. So you can't mimic that for two full days, both a shoot around and a 2 hour practice, and run up and down the floor and think that you're going to have anything left in the tank when Saturday afternoon rolls around.
Yeah, and the one other thing that you guys had on top of the preparation is it was a CBS game, kind of an experimental broadcast for CBS, because Pete Gillen was embedded with our team from Thursday through Saturday. Steve Lapis was embedded with the Marshall team, and a four-hour bus ride with Pete Gillen is like going to the circus.
It was awesome, though. I mean,
it was
really
great. He called me today.
He's a great guy. Was a great basketball coach. Has a ton of knowledge. So you're just trying to pick his brain about guys that he's coached against and what shocked him, how he prepared for this, some of the players that he's coached, just a lot of different things. Again, he's just got so many experiences that he's had, and doing it at a high level, both as an assistant coach at Villanova, was the head coach at Xavier Providence in Virginia. So he's done this thing for three decades. And so anytime you can spend some kind of those intimate moments on the bus where it's just about four or five of you sharing stories and ideas, it's kind of invaluable. So it was great for our program to have that kind of exposure and have him around. But on the flip side, it was really good for us to kind of pick his brain for a couple of days.
I was going to say, did he give you a little bit of a self-scout?
A little bit. He sure did. I mean, he was watching practice against Marshall, and obviously following up with you today to figure out, you know, what do we need to do now? What's the scenario is going to play out like? Where are we headed next? So it's pretty neat to have somebody that isn't just kind of a knot on a log on the bus.
Yeah.
They're invested into not only doing the job that they have to do and doing it really well, but really watching and trying to, you know, pick up on what you're doing and try to give you some tips on how to maybe tweak some things.
Yep. You go to Marshall at halftime. You're tied 41 all. Second half, I mean, you've done a pretty good job controlling tempo right
yeah.
there. And then in the second half, the racehorses kind of get out of the barn a little bit. John Elmore decides he's going to insert himself into the game. And when he did, it made it really hard.
It did. He made one shot. It felt like it was about 7 or 8 feet behind the three-point line.
Yep.
You don't really get a great look being down at court level when the other team's on the other end of the floor. But he was well beyond the top of the key. I know that, with the shot clock running down. And then did not miss any free throws down the stretch. You know, he made some big shots when they mattered. We had to intentionally foul towards the end of the game, and they go 33 for 40
yeah.
from the free throw line.
And he's 11 for 11.
Yeah, a third of their points came from the free throw line, and you got to credit them. They made them, and he made one particular big three that, you know, when we were right there,
yeah.
and he made it.
Yeah, early in the game, it was Jansen Williams who was the thorn in our side.
Yeah, those are the things that you have to try to eliminate, particularly when you're on the road. And that's not to say that he's not a good player. But when someone who's averaging 10 gets 20,
yeah.
Now you've got to hold somebody who averages 20 to 10
yeah.
to get back to even. You just – it's hard enough to keep a team below their average. And when you let – you know, and I use those numbers, but it's really where a guy that's averaging 4 or 5 points gets 12, and another guy that averages 7 or 8 gets 15 or 16. When you let another team's third, fourth, or fifth leading scorers really double and triple their averages, now you're asking yourself, your team, to hold guys like Burks and Elmore to zero.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not going to happen. So that's when it makes it very difficult to win games.
Yep, and having played them now for the first time in that style, do you have a little Monday morning quarterbacking? You have another idea of things you can do? Or does it come down to having personnel? Because you really had They had you in a hammer lock the whole second half with fouls.
Yeah, Hawthorne, who obviously plays a lot for us, plays 5 minutes and fouls out. Jace Johnson, who starts and plays a lot for us, plays 17 minutes and fouls out. And so when two guys that you're counting on that can defend that style of play, you can switch things out on the perimeter, you can play with pick-and-pop four men, it makes it very difficult because at times you've got Gamble and Scurry having to play an inordinate amount of minutes.
Yeah.
They're just playing a lot and are dog tired. And instead of being able to play what they're used to around the bucket, they're running around and guarding shooters. And so it's different. They were tired and, late, they were able to make some easy shots.
You score 52 and a half. And, yeah. And they score 57, so things really got up-tempo there. And they scored, I mean, a lot of them at the free throw line too. But it says something about your team when you can go out and know that, hey, against Western you scored 32 and a half, and then you come back and or 41 actually, and then come back and score 52. You can play different. You can win games different ways.
Sure. Yeah. And that's the idea.
Yeah.
Is you want to have a playing style, a roster to where you can rebound with teams that are really big, like Western.
Yep.
But you've also got personnel to where you can get up and down the floor with teams that like to play up tempo, score a lot of points, shoot a lot of threes. So you're trying to win a different style of game in a matter of 48 hours.
All right, we're going to take a break, and the new single season record holder for 3-point shots made at Middle Tennessee, Antonio Green, joins us after this. You're listening to Nick McDevitt live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
I'm loving this coffee. And while I'm enjoying every sip, I can save tons by downloading digital coupons at Kroger.com. I can even get a digital coupon for a free product every Friday. And every day I can choose from over $400 in digital coupons. So I'm in.
Sign up for your free account and start saving more today at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
I was looking for a bank that's big enough to have everything I need, but small enough to treat me like family. Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend isn't a bank. We're a member-owned credit union. And right now, when you open a checking account, we'll give you up to $200. Visit our website or any of our Middle Tennessee locations to get started. Restrictions apply. Complete details at ascendfcu.org. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, this is Dr. Mark Hardison with Middle Tennessee Oral and Implant Surgery. We are so proud to be able to serve the Blue Raider teams and their families when they need wisdom teeth removed, dental implants, or other specialty oral care. Our mission is to provide health care as it should be, providing compassion, availability, and excellence to every one of our patients. We deeply appreciate the support of your business as we join in supporting our team. Let's go Blue!
Make a fast break for Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect three-pointer with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome back into Nick McDevitt Live. Glad to have you with us here at Sam Sports Grill tonight. And special guests coming here. And on Saturday or on Thursday of last week, Antonio Green tied Giddy Potts with his 85th three-point basket made, and then came out and I guess within the first couple of minutes, Coach said, "Let's get this record thing over with."
Yeah, I was happy about that too.
Yeah, and especially when he added six more onto that for the day.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can add about six or seven more on Saturday. But he's done a great job all year long, not just you know, shooting threes, which he can do at a high level, but a lot of other areas he's been really good. Yeah. Works really hard on his game, that being one area of it, but wants to be known more than just a three-point shooter. And those are the things that he's really worked hard on ever since I've been here, is continue to work on his shot. That helps. If you've got one skill when you're playing a game of basketball, that's a good one to have. That's a good one to have.
Monty Tao once told me, he goes, "Shoot them in, boys." He goes, "That's the only thing they give you points for."
That's right. So that's right. But he's a hard worker and, you know, really deserving of the record that he broke.
Hey, Antonio, give folks you're from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And tell folks the route that you took to end up here at Middle Tennessee.
I went to University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. It's in South Texas. I went there for my first 2 years. It was a good experience for me. I had a lot of individual success. We didn't win a lot, but, I mean, I enjoyed my time there. And I just decided to leave because it was a long way from home to get back to my mom and my daughter. And I came here last year. Coach Kermit's staff recruited me. I mean, obviously, Coach McDevitt and his staff came in, and it's been fine ever since then.
Yeah, I tell you, that's where UT Rio Grande Valley is. That's a unique part of the world down there.
Yeah, definitely. And I was kind of like culture shock for a while because it was like predominantly Hispanic people. You know what I'm saying? Most of the other races were the athletes on campus, so that was like the other time I saw different people. When I mean, it was something I had to get used to, but I was there for. Well, school and basketball, so
and that's one of the great things about going to college is you insert yourself into a ton of diversity, no matter what race you are, and here you find yourself back probably a little bit more of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee is a whole lot like North Mississippi.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I mean, it was cool though. It was like you said, it was a good experience. I learned a lot. I didn't pick up on any Spanish. I wish I would have since I was down there. But, I prefer being here around, you know what I'm saying, more what I'm used to and what I grew up around.
When the coaching staff changes, you guys come in, and it's like, gosh, I mean, it's probably he's sitting in his dorm room. It's, I came here, and then all of a sudden the guys who brought me in are gone. But he picked up immediately and became immersed in what you guys were doing, and that's a real credit to him.
It is, and, he's used it to his advantage, which is smart. In a matter of 4 years now, he's played under three college coaches. Four college coaches. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was two,
two
at the Valley.
Yeah.
So four coaches in 4 years. A lot would look at that as a negative, a disadvantage, but he's used it as a positive. My boss played at NC State, played at one place, but played for four coaches in 4 years.
Wow.
And this was back in the late 60s, early 70s. But Antonio's done a really good job of working on his game, but also being a leader for our team. And he's an energetic guy, kind of the emotional leader of our team, and he's had a great year.
You're going to be remembered for several things when this is all said and done, when your career is done. But you hold the single season record now, and just going to pile more onto that over the next four plus postseason.
Pile them on.
And how does that make you feel? That you're going to set a record out there that's going to be really, really hard for somebody to knock down.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'm very thankful for. You know, it's not something that I wouldn't want to say, because players always, they have individual accolades that they have in mind coming into the season. I wouldn't say there's one, but, I mean, it's something that I shoot three, so it's obviously something that I have in mind. And I'm thankful for it. I work hard, like Coach said, and, I mean, it's just something that I'll be able to always say I had until someone come and break it. So I'm going to try to put a little out of reach the rest of these games, so it'll be a little harder to get.
Okay, here we are. We are four games remaining in the regular season. and something that's very unique to all of us. I'm still trying to get, I even said, I think, on the postgame show the other day that Old Dominion had wrapped up the regular season championship. And I said, wait a minute, we got four more games to play.
Right.
But what does this team need to do? You know, we're playing Charlotte at home. You have to go to Rice. You go to UTEP and then come back home for UTEP in a span of basically 2.5 weeks is what's going to happen. But what does this team need to do? Where do they need to get better? And to where we can go into the postseason, let's do whatever we can in these four games and have some momentum going to going back to Frisco.
I think we need to do just what we've been doing lately. I think we've been playing well. We just need to stick together, play hard, do it on the defensive end first, and just stick together for the most part. We got to make sure it happens in practice before the games. We got to compete every day, hold each other accountable. I think we've been doing a good job of that. And even though the last three games have been losses, we competed hard from start to finish. And we just got to keep doing it, playing defense.
You know, there's not one of those three games when we left the arena that I felt bad about effort at all.
No.
And because it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where sometimes you just haven't got enough bullets in the gun. Yeah.
Well, there's sometimes where the clock just runs out.
Yeah.
And it gets to zero, and you're on the downside of it. You've been on the plus side of it with three to go, or you were on the downside of it at eight and the plus side of it at 12. It just all of a sudden you're on the downside of it when the clock hits zero. But in all three of those games, our team played hard. They did a lot of really good things, but you're playing a team.
Yep.
They, too, did a lot of good things,
they
and they're good, too.
Yeah.
And you just don't win them all.
Yep, that's true. Well, let's go on a four-game winning streak and get some momentum going into the tournament.
Definitely.
How about that?
Let's do it.
All right, Antonio Green, everybody, the single-season leader in three-point baskets made. We'll take a timeout. More with Coach Nick, your questions and more right here on Nick McDevitt Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student-athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high-quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Welcome back into Nick McDevitt Live as we come to you from Sam's Sports Grill here at Stones River Town Center. With more than 50 stores and restaurants, Stones River Town Center is Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's. Follow Stones River Town Center on Instagram and Facebook for all event and sale information. And Chip Walters back with the head coach. Cooper McDevitt still our executive producer. And, Coach, you helped me out with a little color analysis the other day. If folks listened in closely.
Yeah, you talking about the Marshall game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could hear you, particularly in some of those moments where the crowd was a little quiet or it was a dead ball situation. I could hear you right behind me. So you were a one-man band. We didn't have Kyle Turnham on the road trip with us, so tried to
try to help out where you could.
Yeah, throw my two cents in.
That's what friends do. All right, time for our audience questions for tonight. But first of all, before we get into these questions, kind of a bonus, your thoughts on the Daytona 500. You are a big race fan. We talked about that last week. Was that crash yesterday the most devastating to the field that you've ever seen?
Not most devastating there. You know, that's just it's a product of super speedway racing. You talk about restrictor plate racing, and you're at Talladega and Daytona. That's a part of it. It just, when you're going 200 miles an hour and it's like you're driving in a parking lot, you know, you're 6 inches off the bumper in front of you, and most of the time you're too wide, and when you get three wide and somebody's in the middle, it takes one guy of about 30 to make a small mistake, and that small mistake is huge.
Yeah.
And now you got a big pileup.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my guy got through a couple of them kind of unscathed, and Chase Elliott got collected in one of the last ones in the last two or three laps. But I watch it every weekend, and, you know, on to Atlanta.
Yep, on to Atlanta is true. All right, Tim from Murfreesboro had a couple of questions tonight. Number one, are you pleased with your draw in the bonus play or the pod system? Because, I mean, it is what it is. And here, what do you think about your matchups? I think they're favorable.
You know, I think, you know, no matter who you're going to play, you've got to lace them up and go play the game. You know, now we know who we've got, two are at home, two are on the road. It'll be unique again. I think maybe, I hadn't thought about this too much, but having played UAB twice on a Wednesday and Saturday, playing them back-to-back really quick, could potentially help our mentality going into UTEP and UTEP, to playing them twice in a matter of about 4 days in our third and fourth games here in this bonus play. So it'll be different, but perhaps because of what we did earlier in the season with UAB, we'll have a little bit of familiarity with that.
Yeah, we have never played a team twice in 1 week. Now we're going to do it twice in the same season.
How about that?
Yeah.
And play Charlotte twice, both at home.
Yep.
Play Rice twice, both on the road. So, obviously a little bit different this year when it comes to Conference USA regular season scheduling.
You guys will play two games in 13 days, or in the next 13 days, I should say. We play Charlotte at home Saturday. Then you don't play again until the following Sunday, 8 days after that. And I was looking, and then you go from Rice on Sunday.
Straight over to UTEP.
On over to UTEP to play on Wednesday. Well, on that Sunday, when you're playing at Rice, UTEP is at Charlotte. You're going to have a closer travel to UTEP than they do to get home.
Yeah. That doesn't bother me.
No.
Doesn't bother me.
Ironically enough.
That's right. You know, it's a part of it. It's a little different. It's a lot different. You know, it just is. Our pod scheduling and what we're trying to do here. But the league felt, and so did a lot of the coaches in the league, felt like you're going to have to sacrifice some comfortability along the way in terms of traditional scheduling if what we want to try to do is get outside the box and figure out a creative way to improve our seating. If your priority is to have balanced scheduling and for it to be traditional, then we shouldn't do this. But if what you're wanting to do is try to figure out a way to help your automatic qualifier get a better seed in the NCAA tournament, and then let's pit the best teams against each other in this league to where it improves everybody's resume, particularly the top teams, then this perhaps we'll find out in several years, I think, looking back on it to see, did it work? But I think it has a chance to. If those are your priorities, then there's some other things that are going to sacrifice as a result. And, you know, it being clean on the schedule, traditional on the schedule, easy for people to plan, that it is not.
Yeah, that's true.
It is not. But that isn't what we have said are our priorities.
Yep. Tim had another question. Most improved player through conference play?
Well, I think somebody who's playing awfully well right now is Donovan.
Yeah.
Donovan Sims. I mean, you look at – he averaged 1.8 points a game last year in league play. He's almost at 15 points a game this year in league play. Overall, he's like from 1.7 to over 11, which puts him, I think, in the top 10 in the country from 1 year to the next point improvement or point increase.
Yeah, and in league play, he's at 14.4 per game. So he's up, you know, dramatically.
12.5, 13 points a game from 1 year to the next in league play. He's just playing with confidence, playing aggressive, got a little swagger to his game while he's out there. Just looks good and is confident, and we need him to be.
Yep, absolutely. Young Mr. Ayer has a question, but it's going to fall into our five random questions
because
it was part of what we already had written here. So it is time.
Harrison,
Harrison, you ready? Here in just a minute, I'm going to ask your question. But time for five randoms with the head coach. The first one, it's President's Day. Who's your favorite president?
Dr. McPhee.
Oh. Excellent answer. Excellent answer on President. Did you send him some flowers or something today on President's Day?
That's a good idea.
We'll have to pull that clip and send it to him and get you a raise. Number two. Would you rather be feared by all or loved by all?
That's a good question. Who came up with that? Is that yours truly?
That's me.
That's a good one. I would say loved by all.
Why not?
Yep, why not?
Yep. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Dog. Love dogs. I'm allergic to cats, so that one's pretty easy.
Okay. In 40 years, people will look back to now and be nostalgic for what? What will they look back on and say, boy, I wish we still had
Tukey Hawthorne on the roster because he's a lot of fun.
Oh, he is. There you go.
You know, this group has really been a lot of fun. They have, you know. They're good guys to be around.
I'm thinking in pop culture, too.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking about.
You're going the easy route out. So,
You're trying to stump me.
Yeah.
Trying to get me in trouble.
I know. Maybe something like, oh, you know, boy, I remember back in the day when we had the iPhone, you know, because by then we'll have something implanted in our
head. I would still have a StarTAC, a flip phone, if I could.
Well, Coach Steve Peterson, by the way, had a flip phone, and he may still have one. And
I'll have to go see him.
And you know they're coming out, the Razor is coming out, the old flip Razor is coming out with a gigantic screen on it where you can still do it. That may be in your future. This is part of Harrison's question. He expanded on what I started with. With pitchers and catchers reporting last week, who's your favorite major league player? He wants to know, who's your favorite team in the NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball?
Yeah, okay. I grew up an Atlanta Braves fan, and we would – at that time in the 90s, particularly the early 90s, when we were bad, you could go down to Atlanta and darn near sit behind the dugout and get tickets the day of the game. You know, it was Fulton County Stadium was a ghost town. And then when we went worst to first, Sid Bream, Francisco Cabrera, beating the Pirates, that from then on I was just – I've always been a Braves fan. In the NBA, I grew up loving Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls.
There you go.
You had to. And so, and then in the NFL, I grew up a Washington Redskins fan. You know, my dad was a Redskins fan. My uncle was a Cowboys fan. And at the time, you know, there were no Carolina Panthers, Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
You know, in those days, it was you're going to either listen to the Steelers, the Cowboys, or the Redskins. So my dad picked the Redskins. My uncle took the Cowboys. And as a result, I became a Redskins fan.
There you go. There it is. Five random questions. Just as easy as pie today, even though you avoided some of the questions. So we'll take a timeout, our final one of the night, and be back to wrap it up with the head coach and look ahead to the weekend against Charlotte right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it, no matter where you are or what you're up to. Whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at GetSTHealthCare.com.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Oh, hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
Welcome back to Smooth 92.2. I'm Dr. Love, and I want to hear the secret to your romantic success. We've got Brian on the line. Bry guy, what'd you do?
Well, I wanted to spice things up, so I surprised my wife with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery.
Oh, and did those work, Brian?
You know they did, Dr. Love.
It doesn't take a relationship expert to know you can't go wrong with February instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill for a final time tonight. Middle Tennessee moving into bonus play in Conference USA. 14 games in the books, and we now head into the Final Four with Charlotte coming in here on Saturday night. Meant to ask this question right here from Jennifer McKnight. What are the top things you'll bring into these next four games from the first meetings with these three teams that you'll play a total of four times?
Well, I think you got to go back and look at the things that worked well and the things that didn't. Obviously, the other team's going to make some adjustments to what you did really well against them, so you can't just go in and do everything the exact same way and think you're going to get the exact same result. And so the second time around, you're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but you are trying to tweak some things where they took advantage of what you were trying to do and make sure that you're shored up on some areas where you were successful. You're not going to just go away from what worked. You're going to make sure that they did make adjustments, and if they didn't, then you're going to stick with them. But you obviously have to have plan B, because they're going to watch the same film and try to not let those things happen again.
Charlotte's up first. That means you got to get ready for John Davis and company.
Yeah, one of the best players, best guards in the league. He's tough to handle. He's what makes them go. He's responsible for over 50% of their offense. So you definitely have to know where he's at on the floor, no matter which defense you're in.
This week, Charlotte, you got UTEP down the road. This past week, we played in two really, really good environments that made a difference for their team. How important is that on Saturday night for Murphy Center to be rocking going into this final stretch?
Well, it's really important. Anytime you've got a home court advantage because your crowd is loud, making it difficult on the other team, gives you just a little bit of advantage in close games, which you've got to expect this time of year. Every possession matters, so we need it loud and rocking in there this weekend.
All right, let's go get them.
Sounds great.
All right, for Coach Nick McDevitt, this is Chip Walters saying thanks for being with us tonight as you listen to Nick McDevitt live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College, and good night from the Borough.
This has been Nick McDevitt Live, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Blue Raider Network.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Insulin, the injectable drug that brings blood sugar down in millions of people with diabetes, has been around for decades. Why, then, is the price of insulin front and center when it comes to congressional investigation of drug prices? Rita Kalyani, a diabetes expert at Johns Hopkins, says insulin comes in many types, and it's the newer forms that are so very expensive.
The newer insulins often can be better for patients in terms of quality of life. Many patients prefer to take them because they don't have as much low blood glucose or hypoglycemia. You can take them with your meal. You don't have to wait necessarily a long period of time before eating. And they tend to have a longer duration of action, so some of them can reduce the frequency of injection. So for this reason, we tend to prefer them clinically. But when you look at the cost of these insulins and how much some of our patients have to pay, they may not be the preferred insulin.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. Before high-def video took over, a major company doing a major presentation would do a slideshow. And in 1998 and 99, that was one of the many services that Duarte Incorporated provided for companies in and around Silicon Valley. In fact, Andrew and Nancy Duarte had an enormous slide processor in their living room.
We literally had that. It was this big unit. It cost $17,500, and it was there in our living room. Couldn't afford a home, but we had a slide processor.
And then the internet bubble burst.
And all the other types of communication we did, the print, the web, the multimedia, vanished almost overnight.
Everything except the actual crafting of the presentations, the business that sprung from Nancy Duarte's background in communications, that held up. And so the Duartes jettisoned every other business to focus on presentations. What would have happened to the company had they not made that decision?
I don't think we would be alive today.
Today, Duarte Incorporated helps craft presentations for about half of the 50 biggest brands. More about it on CEO Radio at radio.com. I'm Ray Hoffman.